News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur. And in today's episode, we step into the fascinating world of polo. Not just a sport, but a living tradition deeply rooted in the soil of Manipur. We also bring you a special report from Nagaland on a new healthcare program titled Access to Care Nagaland, a Wellness Initiative. This initiative aims to enhance early disease screening and improve healthcare access, especially in remote areas. So, let's begin a journey from Manipur, often called the land of heroes, for its legacy of courage and patriotism. Friends, when a person takes an oath to serve as a soldier of India, they dedicate their life to the nation. True to this spirit, a brave heart from Manipur laid down his life in the line of duty during Operation Sindoor. Deepak Chingkhom, a valiant BSF constable from Manipur, made a significant contribution during the mission by helping destroy a Pakistani post. He later succumbed to splinter injuries sustained in the operation. His mortal remains were flown to Imphal from Jammu and Kashmir on Tuesday, May the 13th, where he was accorded full state honors. Our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokchum Isaac, brings you more details.
It was the intervening night of 9 and 10th May when the 21-year-old BSF constable Deepak Chingkhom sustained injuries from a shell dropped from a drone. The president of 7th BSF battalion, along with his colleague posted at Kharkola BOP in RS Pura sector of Jammu region, was engaging with the enemy attacks when the incident happened. He received medical treatment for 2 days before he died of critical injuries. The BSF personnel Deepak Chingkhom joined the service in 2021 and he is from Yaripo Gyambem village in Thawal district of Manipur. His untimely demise has shocked all, yet the nation is proud of his martyr in the line of duty. The mortal remains of Border Security Force Constable Deepak Chingkhom was brought to Imphal on Tuesday and given full state honors before performing the last rites. He was given a guard of honor by the security personnel and a red laying ceremony was held at Bir Tikendrajit International Airport in Imphal. The Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, members of Parliament, MLAs, top civil and security officers and others attended the ceremony. Senior BSF officers who took part in the full state honor ceremony praised the role taken by late Deepak Chingkhom in Operation Sindoor. They said that he made a huge contribution in destroying a Pakistani post before he received critical injuries from enemy artillery fire. Speaking to media persons, the Inspector General of BSF, I.D. Singh, said that Deepak made the biggest sacrifice for the country and the country will never forget him. He said,
मैं इतना ही कहूंगा कि दीपक बीएसएफ का बहुत ही बहादुर सिपाही था ये जो संघर्ष हमारा चला है उससे पहले भी वो वहां तैनात था उसमें भी बहादुरी से वो ड्यूटी करता था और इस पूरे संघर्ष में उसने पूरी बहादुरी से अपने सामने के पाकिस्तान के पोस्ट को ध्वस्त करने में इसका बहुत बड़ा योगदान था और इसी क्रम में जब ये अपने टारगेट को निशाना बना रहे थे, इसी बीच में बगल में आके गोला गिरा है जिसके कारण ये जख्मी हुए हैं। और उसी जख्म, हालांकि उसके बावजूद ये दो दिन तक संघर्ष करते रहे जीवन के लिए, दुर्भाग्यवश हम उनको नहीं बचा पाए, लेकिन इन्होंने बहादुरी से, पर हमें ये फक्र है कि इन्होंने बहादुरी से अपने ड्यूटी को अंजाम दिया और देश के लिए अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान दिया। उनके परिवार के साथ पूरा BSF खड़ा है और इस तरह की जो आकस्मिक निधन होता है, इसके लिए हमारा प्रोविजन है कि परिवार में एक सदस्य को कंपैशनेट अपॉइंटमेंट दिया जाता है और उसके परिवार में यदि उसका भाई इस लायक होगा उसको हम BSF में रिक्रूट कर सकते हैं और बिल्कुल हम ऐसा करेंगे। उसमें अगर छूट की आवश्यकता होगी तो छूट भी दी जाएगी, लेकिन हम उसके परिवार के साथ खड़े हैं।
Manipur government announced that ex-gratia amounting to rupees 10 lakh will be given to the Deepak's family under the Major Laisam Jyotin Singh Ashok Chakra scheme. Now, a brave soldiers of Manipur has martyred in service to the nation. Another Deepak is ready to join the fight for the independence and sovereignty of the nation, because the brother of late Deepak Chingakham has boldly announced that he wants to join the armed forces. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
Now let's move to Meghalaya, where an innovative initiative is taking shape. Authorities are harnessing geospatial technology for natural resource management with a particular focus on water conservation. This forward-thinking approach is helping local communities monitor, preserve and manage their water sources more efficiently. Here is a report.
The Meghalaya Basin Development Authority, or MBDA, is taking bold steps to harness technology for the state's environmental challenges. Recently, MBDA held a workshop showcasing how geospatial tools like satellite mapping, GPS data and remote sensing can transform the way we understand and manage natural resources. Despite being one of India's wettest states, Meghalaya faces a paradox: plenty of rain but poor water retention. Experts say erratic precipitation, deforestation and unsustainable farming are to blame. Dr. S. Ashutosh, director of the Center for Excellence for Natural Resource Management under MBDA, explains.
In our state it is undulating terrain, slopes are there. Now suppose we have to find out what are the critical areas, then definitely high slope areas which are not having forest cover or vegetation cover, they are quite vulnerable. So with this spatial technology, we can easily map with very, very great precision also. So these things are made possible only through GIS technologies. And particularly in climate change, what is the trend, how it is happening, over a period of time and also spatially, both combined, modeling, that can also be done with the help of geospatial technologies. And drone has further added to its value, because drone data can be simply integrated in GIS. And with machine learning and artificial intelligence, now potential has exploded in fact.
With advanced geospatial tools, teams can now identify key watersheds, map water bodies and monitor land use changes in real time. And the results are beginning to show. A recent satellite data analysis by MBDA's Center of Excellence revealed a 27% increase in water bodies across Meghalaya in just 8 years. Two independent studies have confirmed this encouraging trend. But not all experts are celebrating just yet. Some warn the numbers might reflect deeper ecological imbalances, particularly around groundwater recharge and forest health.
Particularly for a hilly state, this becomes quite relevant because we have slopes, 80% area is hilly only, and we receive very high rainfall. Now forest cover is degrading, not only in terms of cover, but also the quality of forest is degrading. And again, climate change has led to slight increase in rainfall, but lesser number of days. So what does that mean? It is heavy downpour. When high rainfall happens, it leads to a lot of soil erosion, then surface runoff takes place, there is no absorption capacity, that also has diminished, and that is leading to water is spreading to plain areas, wherever it can settle down. So that is one of our own study within MBDA. Recently, government has taken cognizance of this study, and we in fact suggested you get the same study done, maybe for even a longer period, involving expert institutions like NISAC or IIT Guwahati. That will further give credibility to such findings and it will get validated.
With government agencies now urged to integrate geospatial tools into their planning, the hope is that science and policy can work hand in hand to preserve Meghalaya's fragile ecosystems. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with Lamfrang Nongspang, reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Shillong.
Now, communicable disease or NCDs include cancer, diabetes, heart disease and stroke. One among the leading causes of illness and death in India today. Often linked to modern lifestyles, these diseases can be significantly mitigated through early detection and intervention. In a major step forward, Nagaland has launched a new healthcare initiative titled Access to Care Nagaland, a wellness initiative. Inaugurated on May 8 in Kohima, the program is designed to promote early screening and improve healthcare outreach, particularly in remote regions of the state. Our Kohima correspondent Mary brings us the full story.
The new initiative aims to strengthen healthcare infrastructure while improving screening and treatment for non-communicable diseases in Nagaland. At the launch event in the state capital, Commissioner and Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, Anup Kimchi, called the program a timely response to the rising lifestyle-related diseases. He stressed that early detection not only saves lives, but also reduces treatment costs.
You know, NCD is becoming a silent epidemic. 63-70% of the morbidity is now because of the NCDs world over. So it is actually a silent epidemic which is, you know, prevailing. Earlier detection will, you know, save money also. These diseases, NCDs, the lifestyle diseases, the worst part is that it becomes a lifelong disease. So your out-of-pocket expense is too much. We are becoming more, you know, physical activities decreasing. So we have to make people aware how they can improve upon that.
Medical Officer Dr. Nilutpal Das echoed the significance of the program in addressing healthcare gaps in rural Nagaland.
Quality medical care remains out of reach. This initiative seeks to change that by, number one, making screening free and accessible for early detection of hypertension, diabetes, and commonly occurring cancers. And we are giving more focus on screening of breast and cervical cancer. Second, training community health workers and other health workers, including the medical officer, community health officer, and ASHA workers, collaborating with local leaders to ensure cultural sensitivity and trust building, and using data-driven strategies to make high-risk population and tailor intervention effectively.
The program is a collaborative effort between Doctors for You, Siemens Healthineers, and the State NB NCD cell, supported by the Health and Family Welfare Department. With this initiative, Nagaland takes a significant step towards building a healthier future for its citizens. For Northeast Diary, this is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Today, we mark on a fascinating exploration of polo, a sport that transcends mere competition to embody a cherished tradition ingrained in the very fabric of Manipur's cultural heritage. K.K. Madhu Mangoi unravels the mystic surroundings this indigenous sport, weaving together tales of valor, skill and tradition. So, sit back, relax and prepare to be enthralled as we explore the ancient origins and enduring legacy of Manipur's beloved game, polo.
Games and sports have been an integral part of life of the people of Manipur since time immemorial. Of the various indigenous games, Sagol Kangjai has been one of the most popular and cherished one for the people of Manipur. Sagol Kangjai is played with a ball between two teams, each consisting of seven horse riders with hockey sticks. In short, Sagol Kangjai is known as hockey on horseback. The British christened this indigenous game of Sagol Kangjai as polo when they saw it for the first time at Silchar in Assam in the 18th century. Since then, the British took fancy at the game. Over time, the name and the style Sagol Kangjai have undergone a change. But the fact that the game originated from Manipur remains unchanged. This fact is acknowledged even in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
According to Encyclopedia Britannica, the first Western polo players were the British tea planters in Assam who learned the game in nearby Manipur on the Indo-Burmese border. They formed the first European polo club in 1859 at Silchar and drew up the rules of the game. Even the proceedings of the British Parliament stated that Manipur remains the true original home of polo as events have unfolded over the historiographed centuries. Even that further stand duly affirmed on 22nd of June 1891 by Lord Ripon, who was the Viceroy of India, while speaking about the Manipur of the Anglo-Manipuri War 1891 days. Lord Ripon says, "It is a small state probably until these events took place, very little known to your lordship, unless indeed some of you may have heard of it as the birthplace of the game of polo, that is Sagol Kangze."
Polo became so popular in the Crown's colony that it became a royal game of the British. In this connection, the former president of the Old Manipur Polo Association, Imphal, Professor K. Sarachandra Singh, has to say this.
When I happened to meet Prince Philip, he immediately asked me when he came to know that I came from India and from Manipur. He said, "I also played polo in India once." I said, "Yes, I know that." So he was very delighted and very happy. That was a very rare occasion for me. At least I came to know that polo is a heritage of the royal family and they have several horses. That is why Prince Charles readily agreed to be the patron of our All Manipur Polo Association.
Mythological accounts say that the god King Marjing first played Sagol Kangje between 3000 and 2000 BC with another god king Moirang Thangjing. According to Puya, that is ancient scriptures, god kings Loya Lakpa and Khori Phaba also played Sagol Kangje in those pre-Christ days.
According to local tradition, the game that is known as Sagol Kangje and is associated with local mythology originated about 5,000 years ago. The season for the game commences annually at the time of Meratha, from which the month, season and year are calculated. The very name polo was coined by Captain P.B. Pemberton after he saw the indigenous game of Manipuri being played in Silchar prior to 1840, when he felt that the game was being played with a rounded toy or a kind of tennis or hockey or cricket ball called pulu in Kashmiri or Tibetan. Captain Pemberton comments, "The national game of hockey, which is played by every male in the country capable of sitting on a horse, renders them all expert equestrians, and it was by men and the horses so trained that the princes of Manipur were able for many years not only to repel the aggressions of the Burmese, but to scour the whole country east of the Ningti River and to plant their banners on the bank of Irrawaddy rivers in the heart of the capital of Awa." So deeply are the Burmese impressed with the superiority of Manipuri horse that up to the present moment, the elite of their cavalry consists of this description of troopers whom they rarely venture to meet in the open field. While recording the name of Sagol Kangje as polo, the officials of the British East India Company kept their views on the origin of the game in Manipur.
The rules of Sagol Kangje with a dress code with turbans for players were introduced in 1605 to 1606 during the reign of King Khagemba, who ruled Manipur from 1579 to 1652. During the reign of Rajasri Bhagyachandra, popularly known as Chingtang Komba, Sagol Kangje was played in celebration of war victories. King Gambhir Singh exhibited a Sagol Kangje match to the British officers in 1825 to 1826 in celebration of the end of the 7 years of devastation of Manipur by the Burmese army. This exhibition match is said to be the first ever match of Sagol Kangje that was shown to outsiders. Later, King Chandrakirti, son of Gambhir Singh, took a team of Sagol Kangje players to Kasar and displayed the game with complete harmony and unison of human skill with the instinct of the horses and the riders. The fine exhibition of Sagol Kangje enthralled the British officers and it could arouse their fondness of the game. In 1846 to 47, King Chandrakirti introduced black and white shirts for each competing teams. After witnessing the Sagol Kangje match, the British established a polo club in Silchar in 1859. Thus, the club became the world's first ever polo club. The following year, another polo club came up at Calcutta, which exists even today.
Just to train the British team, 11 skilled Manipuri Sagol Kangje players along with 30 horses from Manipur were taken to Awat Tuli of Kasar. By 1869, Sagol Kangje had already reached Great Britain. Joychandra, in his book Origin of Polo Game, stated, "The 11 skilled players of Sagol Kangje were selected from among the Manipuri players. They were Langmai Thema Chandrakanta, Ahiba Modhu Singh, Konkha Keso, Thokchau Nawang, Bamon Furailatpam Mani, Yenkhom Chauba, Hizam Ayang Macha, Elangbam Chaitanya Hajari, Yambem Pedam Singh, Bamon Furailatpam Kam, and the eldest son of one, Surai Satpam Tongkruba. They left Imphal on December the 9th, 1869 for Kasar. The Manipuris trained the British players there, and after that, 13 matches were played between the British and the Manipuri teams, in which all the 13 matches were won by the Manipuris. Later, three Manipuri players were taken out and put into the British team, increasing the total number of players of British side to 10. However, the British could score only 2 goals in the match."
The success rate of the Manipuri players indicated that, despite good and strong physique, the British were no match to Manipuri players in terms of skill and maneuvering of horse. On seeing the good performance of the Manipuri players, the then Deputy Commissioner of Kasar, Mr. Robert Stewart, presented cash prize of Rs. 120 to the Manipuri players. The team also received another cash prize of Rs. 100 from the Manipuri King Chandrakirti on their return. In the beginning of the 19th century, several polo teams were taken to Calcutta for polo exhibition matches before the British King and Prince of Wales during their visits to the city on various occasions. As a result of the British officers' constant efforts to popularize the polo, it has become a well-known game not only in all the Commonwealth countries but also all over the world.
Regarding the history and development of polo and the uniqueness of this variety of horse, Sri Vaikom Damodar Singh, retired Deputy Inspector General of Police of Manipur, who himself was a polo player, comments. According to old Manipuri scriptures, that is Puya, this unique pony, that is the horse, has been in existence since the earliest times. This pony is not an ordinary horse. It has many qualities quite different from the other horses of the world. Though small in size, it is very fast, energetic and strong horse. It is said that it can even swim and still work without food for a whole day. It is also said it can even swim with its master on her back. This pony is also known for its skill in warfare.
In England, the first polo match was exhibited in 1869 and later in 1882. Polo was played in England with only 4 players in each team in lieu of 7 players. The first ever international polo match was played between the United States of America and England in 1886. Later, Sagol Kangje matches were played in countries like New Zealand, Australia, Africa, France, Argentina and Mexico, etc. as polo. In view of its popularity in several countries, polo was introduced in 1936 Berlin Olympics as one discipline. But unfortunately, the game was dropped from the subsequent Olympic Games. It is very unfortunate that polo was dropped from the Olympic Games. Yearbook 1958 of the Indian Polo Association cites that polo found a prominent place as an event in the Olympic Games on as many as 5 occasions till 1936.
With its introduction as an event in the Olympic Games in 1900, the polo found its place in the 1908, 1920, 1924 and 1936 Olympic Games. But later it was dropped probably on account of its prohibitively heavy expenditure to be incurred by the organizers as well as participants and hosting countries. Another reason could be that only a few rich countries could participate in polo at the Olympics level. However, international polo tournaments are arranged the world over during the polo season on behalf of polo institutions. Regarding the original polo playground in Manipur, the political agent of Manipur, Sir James Johnstone, wrote, "Between the residency ground, the Sanakaitel, and the Great Road was the famous polo ground where the best play in the world might be seen. There was a grandstand for the royal family on the western side and one for myself on the north. Sunday evening was the favorite day, and then the princess appeared, and in the earlier days, the Maharaja."
The game used to be played so much skillfully and attractively by the tactful players with great admiration on the part of jubilant spectators that T.C. Hutchin wrote in his book, The Maitais. The game is played beyond the powers of any but an imaginative and practiced pain in respect of brilliance of play, constant excitement, rashness, courage, skill and popular enthusiasm. There is no game equal to it. Even among the indigenous games of Manipur, Sagol Kangzi could be contradistinguished as embodying a rigorous militant culture in tune with the Maitai King's ambition to build up a core unit of cavalry which could sustain the unified body polity. In particular, any male youth could become imbibed with such physical and military training right from childhood from the standpoint of rendering them fit militia as conscript as envisaged under the Lalup system. Such was acculturation of physical education aimed at military ideology at the face of their perennial rivalry against the Burmese.
Today, the top polo playing nations are UK, USA, Germany, Australia, Brazil, Kenya, and of course the host nation, India. As in ancient Manipur, the present generation still enjoy the game of polo through interest sustained by a network of polo clubs in the remote villages of Manipur affiliated to All Manipur Polo Association. Another institution called Manipur Horse Riding and Polo Institute was set up in 1972 by a group of polo enthusiasts, and this polo institute is regularly conducting N. Hajari Memorial Polo Tournament since 1984 without any break. In 1990, Governor's Cup Polo Tournament was started. With their constant effort, an international polo tournament was held at the historic polo ground in Imphal in 1991.
Professor K. Charachandra Singh feels that polo is still an important and popular game in spite of many threats on its survival.
I have a confidence that Sagol Kangzi or polo as such cannot die out so easily, because still our people, young people, many of them take lots of interest because they want to preserve the culture, and polo is very much related with the culture of Manipur, and everyone came to know that this is a rich heritage of this state.
So folks, now listen to a mesmerizing piece titled Hada Samatan Ayangba by Manka M. This enchanting melody pays homage to Samatan Ayangba, the legendary winged horse whose mythical presence is intertwined with the origins of the Manipuri pony and the introduction of polo by the divine lord Marjing. So friends, prepare yourself to be transported by the ethereal sound of this composition as we bid farewell for today's program.
Marching like a coonie song. Hang on, ching the coop, hum, ya. Young boy, long boy, stop, okay, I'm watching him. Sagal to fang lumber, stop, okay, I'm watching him. Sagal to fang lumber, stop, for the summer don't I younger. Marching like a coonie.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.